It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com. /WSJ.
Coffee? Check. Earbuds? Check. Make us part of your morning routine. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up.
The Google elves are hard at work at the old app factory, tirelessly burning the midnight oil to bring you a new messaging app with an artificial intelligence twist. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. As far as mobile apps go, messaging services are among the world's most popular with more than 2 billion users. Leading the pack is Facebook's WhatsApp and Messenger. Another one you may have heard of is WeChat, which is hugely popular abroad. And trailing behind these giants is Google, but they're hoping to change that, and here to tell us a little bit more about their strategy is Wall Street Journal reporter Alistair Barr. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to just understand a few things first before we get into what Google is doing. Can you first explain to me what exactly are chatbots?
It's a small software program that operates a bit like a friend of yours that you might be texting on a messaging service. But instead of a human, it's just a piece of software that understands what you've typed in your text and responds appropriately depending on what you're asking about.
Okay. And I understand that Google's new initiative is to create a new mobile messaging service that will use this such artificial intelligence, correct?
Yeah. So there are some bots that are pretty simple ones that don't use a lot of artificial intelligence, but Google's are going to use a lot of their existing artificial intelligence technology that helps them automatically understand words that you type, for instance. And they already use that in other places and other products, but they're going to use it for this messaging service as well.
All right. So let's say that I wanted to see if there was a good movie out. Could I potentially use the messaging app, type in, hey, what are the good movies of the week? What kind of response would I get with this new technology?
So a very basic version of that would be that you would somehow type something in that would prompt a chatbot that specializes in movies, and you would say, what's the best movie out right now? And then it might respond with a list of movies in your area, for instance. And you might be able to text what's happening this weekend and what movies should I see, and the messaging service would have learned from looking at your texts in the past what type of movies you like, and it would be able to recommend things that are much more relevant to you.
Okay. I know they've been pretty mum about any kind of specific timeline, but do you think that there's any indication that we may be able to see this in the coming new year?
I'm not sure when they're going to release it. I know that Nick Fox, who's a Google veteran, has been there for about a decade. He has been running a team that's been working on this for over a year. So this will be a guess on my part, but maybe a basic starting version of this might be out in 2016, and then they could add more kind of platform features to let other companies add chatbots to the platform, following that in the future.
Got it. And so far, what kind of tech companies have been using this kind of artificial intelligence and have furthermore been successful at it?
So there's a messaging service called Telegram, which is a highly encrypted messaging service that's gained quite a lot of popularity. And around the middle of 2015, they unveiled a chatbot platform that lets other third-party developers and companies make chatbots to sit on their messaging service. And it's pretty early days, but there are thousands of chatbots that have been developed for things like weather and dating and trivia and things like that. So those are out there on that platform already. So I would say early days, but getting some traction, especially on the developer side.
Right. Do you think this could give Google the leg up it needs against its competitors, namely, of course, WhatsApp and WeChat?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to aim for to get a messaging service that really has a massive amount of users, because the problem for Google is if WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger become really, really popular, a lot of people are going to just spend most of their time inside these messaging apps. And if you start adding a lot of services to that sort of user experience and that user interface, then maybe people are going to be less likely to leave the messaging app and go and search for something on Google. So Facebook Messenger is doing a lot where they're beginning to add third-party services to that. So that could be a real threat to Google. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, you know, you can have a fancy messaging app like that, but what you really need to get traction is to make sure that, you know, you or I know that our friends are going to be on the messaging service already. That's why we want to join, because we know we'd be able to get in contact with our friends. Mm-hmm. So that's really the challenge. So I think Google's trying to come up with something different and new and more useful to get people on there, but that remains to be seen whether that'll work.
All right, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Alistair Barr, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcast to get all of the latest updates. We're also online at WSJ.com/podcasts, and look for us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.